After a long homestand, the Keys start a 7-game road trip, first in Kinston, North Carolina, to face the Down East Wood Ducks. Kyle Hewson joined by Keys second baseman Preston Palmeiro. And Preston, you're going through a good stretch at the dish right now. What's been the key to your success, not only during this stretch, but throughout the first little bit of the season?
I think a lot of it is I've been hitting the pitches that I want to hit. You know, I haven't been falling off too much. I'm getting in some good counts, and I've just been kind of able to stay within myself for the most part, and really not trying to do too much. Just, you know, hit the ball hard, not worry about anything really, and things have kind of gone my way.
We saw a lot in the last series against Salem of them shifting on you, and it was a little surprising to me because you haven't really seemed like a pole hitter. Has that been a little bit surprising to see some teams have that shift on you?
Not really. I mean, I feel like everybody kind of gets shifted now. Just, it's like the fad, it's the thing. And I understand it. I mean, I guess generally some of my outs, you know, they tend to be ground balls to the right side, and that's fine. But it's like you said, I don't really worry about – I'm not trying to worry about where they're playing me. I'm just trying to get a good pitch to hit. And, you know, if I hit the ball hard, chances are it might get through there, so I don't really worry about it. But, you know, it doesn't really bother me because it leaves half the field open over there. The third baseman plays up half the time for a bunt, so shortstop's wide open. So a hard ground ball up the middle or a hard ground ball to shortstop, you know, it's a base hit every time.
We even saw a hard ground ball to second base a couple of days ago that hit the lip and bounced over. You know, what was your reaction to that?
I was pumped up, man. You know, forever that hole has been a place for me to get hits, you know, for every lefty really. Just pull a hard ground ball through and, you know, you get a knock out of it. But, you know, now with the shift, you hit a hard ground ball, second baseman's catching it 20 feet out into right field, and, you know, if I hit it off the bat, I'm like, all right, you know, solid contact, whatever, happy about that. But then I remember the second baseman's going to catch it, and he's coming in for it and hits right off that lip. And I was just like, you know, sometimes the shift takes one from you, but, you know, sometimes you get one back.
And looking at some of your splits, you're actually hitting pretty good against left-handed pitching. Is that something that you have always been good at, or is it something you've had to work at throughout your career?
I really don't know. I mean, I try not to worry too much about left or right. I don't know if it's an approach thing or what it is, or if it's just one of those things. You know, I guess generally it's just, you know, I guess we face a starter, you might face him 2 or 3 times, and the only time you really get lefties out of the bullpen, I guess at least for me, is in matchup situations. So it's just kind of having a plan and executing, knowing what they really want to do. But I really didn't know that there was that much of a gap in splits or whatever with them, but let's see if I can keep that rolling.
Hey, let's switch to the field now a little bit. We talked last time, and you're transitioning to playing second base. Have you started to become more and more comfortable as the season's gone along there?
100%, yeah. Early on, I was, I don't want to say tentative, but I was just, you know, still trying to get used to some things. I mean, I had played some in spring training, obviously, and in instructional league, but there's still so many of the game reps that I hadn't really had, and especially getting used to the game clock and, you know, how some guys run and where to play on certain guys. And you know, as I've gotten kind of a little bit of every single play you can have at second, I've gotten more comfortable, and now it's just going out there and just executing and trusting myself as a defender to be able to make the play.
Kyle Hewson with Keys second baseman Preston Palmeiro, and let's go back a couple of games to that near amazing comeback against Salem. At one point you guys were down 12-1, and we were talking with hitting coach Kyle Moore about just how proud he was that you guys as an offense, you stayed mentally sharp. How tough is it to stay mentally focused when it seems like it's out of hand early on in the game?
I mean, it's tough because, I mean, especially with that game took 4 hours, I think, to finish. So it's kind of dragging, and you're out on defense. It seemed like we were out on defense for 30 minutes. We'd come in and we'd hit for 5. Like, that's how the first half of the game was going. And then, but, you know, those at-bats seem to be the ones that really add up. Those are the most important ones. You know, not when the game is 2-1 or whatever like that in the third inning. Those are the easy ones to be locked in for. It's when the game's blown open. And, you know, Kamo always kind of harps on that, like, you know, make these at-bats count if the game's blown out one way or the other. And it's just one of those things where, I mean, we're a good offensive team, so when we get rolling sometimes we can do that, and things just kind of clicked for us, and we rolled for a little bit, and I thought we were going to be able to pull it off, but, you know, it didn't work out.
You're finishing a long stretch in the month of May, very few days off, a lot of games in a row. How do you stay fresh and mentally sharp going through a long stretch like this?
Good question. I don't really know. I just and you just come to the field ready to play as much as you can. You know, there's some days that are tough, but it's baseball. You know, you enjoy it. Just try and bring the energy every day, however you have to, and just get ready for the game and be thankful that we have this opportunity. So it's not too hard, really, when you know you realize the opportunity you have. So, you know, just come out and have fun and play.
Obviously, in the Carolina League now, a number of teams in North Carolina. You've been down here a few times now after going to NC State. You've been able to see some old friends from down here?
Actually, yeah. I saw a couple buddies when we played at Carolina in the beginning of the year. They came out and watched me play. Unfortunately, I don't know how many times I feel like we're down in North Carolina every game or every week, but I don't think anybody's going to be coming out tonight. They're playing in the ACC tournament, but I was really hoping to watch them play a game, but unfortunately it just hasn't worked out. But, you know, hopefully they'll be in like a regional or super regional. Something will happen. Maybe we'll be back down here and I'll get to see them play.
I'll end with this, and it was a sports story that was going around. Your dad signed with Cleburne in Texas. Hits a home run. What was it like for you to watch that? How cool was that?
That was really cool. It was weird. It was cool, though, because I came in from the game, and, you know, they're an hour behind us back there in Texas, and I mean, we were 3 minutes off the field maybe, and I had a text message from my mom, and I'm thinking it's going to say, you know, your dad got a hit, like his first hit, because he was still hitless. And I open it, it says, your dad hit a home run, exclamation, like going crazy. And I was like, what? And so, you know, first thing I do is I get on Twitter, because I'm like, news travels fastest on Twitter now, right? So I get on, I search, sure enough, there it was, Rafael Palmeiro hitting a home run. It was a bomb. It was cool to see, though, man. I'm happy for him. Last time I saw him hit a home run, I barely remembered. I was 10 years old, so it was really cool to see that happen. Just hope he continues the success, you know.
Yeah, well, great stuff, Preston. Appreciate the time, and best of luck this week.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Preston Palmeiro, Keys second baseman, back with the Comfort Inn starting lineups right after this.